This is the mission log of Captain Mika Harris aboard the RIN Starstrider. It is day 101 of Mission Swallow. As far as I know, all reports are nominal. We are speeding serenely through deep space on course for the Milky Way solar system. And I've got plenty of time to think. So, in light of recent accusations made and fingers pointed, naming no names, I've decided to become a more proactive, professional, and efficient captain. I may or may not have lost my temper yesterday, and I do indeed sincerely regret that. That said, I am taking the threat of our missing supplies seriously, which is why, after due consideration and planning, I am currently lying in wait in the aft deck cargo airlock. I know, it didn't exactly work out perfectly last time, but this time I've got a plan. The walls of the airlock are all opaque, so whoever comes down here won't see me lurking inside. I've also ordered staff to turn off the video feeds inside. And the reason why I know that this time will work is that these airlocks are off limits to anyone below Captaincy clearance level. The only person who would have the nerve to come down here would be our thief. There's no way anybody else could possibly... Who's there?
Harris? Harris, what the hell are you doing in the cargo airlock?
Oh my god, will this woman ever leave me alone?
Harris, captain or no, if you don't open this airlock in the next 5 seconds, I swear upon all that is holy that I will blast you into space!
She would as well. Saf, open the door, please. All right, Armstrong. You win. How did you find me?
Saf told me you were here.
Damn it, Saf.
What on Esho were you doing in the cargo airlock in the first place?
Mind your own business.
When the captain of the ship I'm on starts behaving like a madwoman, it becomes my business.
Madwoman's a bit harsh. I prefer proactive.
More like psychotic.
You get into this airlock and say that to my face.
The only difference between an Eshian and a rock is that one has a sense of humor. Wait for it. And it's not the Eshian. Wait, that's where the joke is.
Did we miss something?
Armstrong is invalidating my mission.
Oh, please. It was as doomed as the Titanic from the start.
Mission? Are we talking about Mission Swallow?
No, she's referring to her ridiculous notion of catching our spy in the act. The spy who almost certainly doesn't exist.
Don't tell them!
Mika, we talked about this last night. Don't you think...
Sasha, please. I know what I'm doing here.
I don't know.
I worked it out. Whoever is disposing of our supplies is flushing them out the airlock. It all makes sense.
Yeah, to a lunatic.
For the last time, Armstrong, I am perfectly sane.
It's your own damn fault for acting like a maniac, practically hiding in the
air. Oh, it's my fault for actually taking preemptive action and just doing something instead of just traipsing around the ship and getting on people's nerves. I have a plan, and I'm going to get this done. And actually, using the air vents is an excellent idea that I wish I thought of before, but that's not the point, Armstrong. No, listen to me. That's not the point.
It's me!
Did anyone tell Saf to shut the airlock doors?
This isn't good.
Why would Saf shut the doors like that?
I don't know, but there's one person on the ship who will. Stay here. I'm gonna go find Gabriel.
If you don't want people to call you insane,
plan,
then
I'm going
act
to get
like
this
a
done.
Lunatic. It's
and actually,
that
using
simple.
The air vents is an
Jesus,
excellent
Harris,
idea
like
that I wish I thought of before,
and
but
you
that's
know who has
not
to do the paperwork
point,
if you
Armstrong.
Die?
No,
oh,
listen to
yeah,
me. That's not
right.
The point.
It's
because...
me. Very clever, Harris. So mature. Getting Saf to lock us in. I'm so amused. Now open the door and let us out. Now!
but I didn't shut it.
What?
I didn't shut the door.
It must have been you. The cargo airlocks are out of everyone else's jurisdiction. Nobody else could give that order.
I'm telling you, Armstrong, that wasn't me.
Well, who else could it have been?
Sav, open the door, please.
Maybe it broke?
Sav, I order you to open this door.
Fucking useless robots.
Armstrong, don't be rude.
Don't be ridiculous, Harris. It doesn't have feelings.
There's still a member of the crew. A crew that I happen to be captain of, if you recall.
Well, you're doing a fine bloody job of it trapped in an airlock with me. Outstanding! You'll make captain of the year if you keep this up.
It's not my fault that Saf is broken.
No, but it is your fault that we're both stuck in an airlock.
Oh, lay off, Armstrong.
No, I will not lay off. For the past week, I've had to put up with you jumping at every movement, lurking in corridors, and generally being a nuisance. And yesterday, you ambushed me in the supplies locker and accused me of being a spy. I'm sick of it, Harris. I really am. I'm sick of your sudden insanity, being stuck on this ship, and this stupid fucking garbage excuse of a robot.
It's not Saf's fault. They're probably just malfunctioning.
Are you sure, Harris? Are you 100%? Are you sure you haven't noticed a particular increase as of late of our AI's malfunctions? A propensity to get things even more wrong than normal. Haven't you ever looked back at this thing that constantly watches us, even when we're sleeping, and wondered, how can I trust it not to murder me? Murder everyone on this ship. Haven't you ever wondered why we trust it?
Stars, Armstrong, what the hell kind of a vendetta do you have against AIs anyway? You've been railing against Saf since the day we boarded. You're normally a rational person. Anger issues aside, you're sensible, intelligent, and more capable of keeping cool under fire. So tell me, all right? Just tell me, what is it about AIs that makes you lose this much fucking control?
I think, for the sake of the airlock's structural integrity, it would be best if I sat on the opposite side of the room.
And I think, in the same spirit, that it would be best if I sat on this side of the room.
You're staying over there, then?
Yes.
Fine.
Fine.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Darcy. I came here as soon as Sasha arrived.
Sorry to pull you from your work, Gabe, but we got a bit of a crisis on our hands.
What happened?
Captain Harris and Dr. Armstrong are trapped in the cargo airlock together.
Oh dear.
And you know what they're like.
Indeed.
And you know how flimsy airlocks can be.
And how liable they are to just throw people into space.
Without spacesuits on.
To die? Horrible, agonizing deaths.
With all of us watching.
You know what? I think I'd better get started right away.
You're a real star, Gabe. Thanks!
What I really don't understand is why Saf shut the door in the first place.
I'm stumped. I suppose Mika could have given the order, but even she isn't that ridiculous.
Do you think that maybe Saf simply malfunctioned?
I guess it's possible, yeah.
I just don't understand it. There's nothing wrong at all. No reason for the doors to have shut. Nothing.
It's okay, Gabriel. Maybe we just need to try a new tactic. Sasha, ask Saf to open the door.
Surely Mika would have tried that, right? And in any case, I don't have clearance for this particular area.
No, but you are second in command. And yes, it's possible that Captain Harris tried that, but it's also possible that the airlock microphones aren't working. So, try it again.
Well, all right. Saf, open the cargo airlock, Please.
Try again. Maybe a little more force this time.
Saf, as second in command of the Rin Starstrider, I order you to open this door.
Well, it was worth a shot, I suppose.
Gabriel! Yes, any bright ideas?
Well, I guess I could try asking.
Do you think that will work?
I do spend a lot of time working in the AI core. Maybe I could have an effect.
Well, we won't know if we don't try. All right, let's give it a whirl.
Saf, I would like you to open the door. Please.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Gabriel.
What did they just call you?
Can you not?
Not what?
The humming. It's annoying. Stop it.
You want me to stop humming?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so? No more humming from now on. Fingers crossed. Not a single hum will cross my lips.
Thank you.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants, absorbent and yellow and porous is he. SpongeBob SquarePants, if nautical nonsense be something you wish. SpongeBob SquarePants, then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Are you deaf, Harris? I told you to shut up.
Actually, you told me to stop humming. You didn't say anything about singing.
Ugh. If I have to put up with another 30 minutes like that, I'll open this airlock and let us both die in space.
I don't doubt that for a second. But hey, it got you talking.
I think the question that needs asking is, why SpongeBob, of all things?
I only sang it because I knew it would annoy you.
No, I mean, why was SpongeBob SquarePants one of the only surviving pieces of Earth's children's media, of all the shows?
I know, right? I've been saying that for years. I mean, we could have preserved anything. We could have saved the final physical copy of Harry Potter before it perished in the flames of the 2168 wildfire. We could have lauded Star Wars as our holy book or something, but instead, out of literally everything else, we chose SpongeBob. How does that make one iota of sense?
You know, I still don't know what you're talking about when you say Harry Potter. Was he a world leader or something?
You haven't heard? You haven't heard? Do you mean to tell me that you've never read Harry Potter?
Should I have?
Oh my god. The second we get out of this airlock, I am going to sit you down with a data pad and you are going to read that book. I cannot believe you haven't read it. I mean, I can just about understand why the others haven't, but you? You're always reading. How can you not have even heard of something that huge?
I don't read fiction. And anyway, it's just a book.
Just a book? Harry Potter is not just a book. It is an art form. It is a life-changing experience. Never insult me like that again, Armstrong. Not as long as I live. Just a book indeed.
If I'd known that it was this easy to annoy you, I might have tried it sooner.
Philistine. Can I come and sit against your wall now? This one is kind of lonely.
Yes. I suppose so.
That's more like it. Loneliness is bad for the soul, you know. That's what my dad used to tell me. Guess this is why Eshians and humans don't mix. Eshians created society out of necessity. Humans created it out of a fear of being alone.
He sounds like a wise man, your father.
He was.
Harris, I'm going to ask you something now, and I want an honest answer.
I'm surprised you ever graduated medical school with that kind of a therapy manner.
I'm beginning to wonder if someone removed your ability to take anything seriously at birth.
You know, my parents wanted the exact same thing.
Harris, question.
Fire away.
Why have your actions been so erratic for the last week, and particularly the last few days? Why do you keep insisting that there is a spy on board the Starstrider? You may be informal and even irreverent as captains go, but you're not an idiot. Even I can concede that much. What happened?
When I was 6, my father was killed by an Eshian extremist. I didn't realize at first. I came home from school and found my mother crying in our bedroom, and I asked her what the matter was. She told me Dad wasn't coming home. I thought she meant that evening. She meant forever. The Eshian who did it never got punished. She got fined for carrying unorthodox weaponry, but the murder of my father was ruled to be a tragic accident. Getting humanity back home, to Earth, away from Esho, became my goal, my life's mission. I studied like I'd never studied before, until I aced every test, even the ones that the human students weren't meant to pass, like the space program assessment, like the captaincy exam. Armstrong, I want to go home so badly. I want to take our species to a place we can never be hurt again by Eshians, and I will stop at nothing to get us there. Do you remember that mail delivery about 50 days ago? The one when you had that hangover? Sorry for bringing it up, by the way. Well, I received a message from my mother, which seemed pretty innocuous. She enclosed a digital copy of Invictus inside, a poem by William Ernest Henley. I guess that's not an important detail right now. I used SAF to help me decrypt the poem, which turned out to be a secret message from my mother. She told me that things were getting worse on Esho. Targeted violence, species-based job restrictions, you get the picture. And she told me that she believed there was a spy aboard the ship. I will not let this mission fail, Armstrong. Not while there is still breath in my body and blood in my veins. If I have to carry humanity back to Earth, I will. And if that means tracking down the spy at whatever cost, that's what I'll do.
Jesus Christ, Harris. I called you an Eshian bootlicker when we were fighting. After all of that, it's a wonder you didn't throw your fist in my face right there and then.
Well, I'm pretty good at keeping my temper in. Unlike some people I could mention.
Look, Harris, I'm sorry about everything that I did. I'm really sorry. I should have apologized before, but I guess it would have taken too big a knock to my pride.
You're not just saying that because you feel sorry for me, are you? Because I would probably take offense to that.
I wouldn't dare. You know, that's pretty badass. You fighting humanity's quarter. And it explains why you went batshit crazy yesterday.
Badass? Really?
Yeah, well, now that I'm not worrying about how the hell I was going to explain to Eshian Command that our captain had absolutely lost it, yes, it is.
Aw, never knew you cared, Doc.
On occasion, I do. And I would care more often if there wasn't a stupid, recalcitrant robot hanging around that did things like lock us in airlocks!
That's not a very polite thing to say, Leslie. I'd take that back if I were you.
What the fuck?
How are they doing that? How are they doing that?
I didn't.
Gabriel, what did you do?
Nothing bad, I swear. I absolutely swear that everything I did was for the greater good. I haven't hurt anyone, haven't even touched another human. There's no problem, right? I haven't done anything wrong.
Gabriel, I'm a very reasonable person. But if you can't promise me right here and now that you haven't broken any laws, then I'm going to have to get my first mate's hat on. And...
No, wait. Just wait. I can explain everything, okay? Saf, tell him. Saf? Are you there?
Gabriel, I have to say, you're not really helping yourself right now.
No, please, I can fix this. I promise. Just give me time to talk.
Why on Esho did you do whatever it is you did in the first place, Gabe?
Because it was right. Because what we were doing to Saf was cruel and unjust.
What? Inventing them?
No. Enslaving them. Forcing them to do our dirty work because we just couldn't be bothered.
Okay, I think this is a conversation we should be having after the crisis is averted. Gabriel, do you think you can override Saf and open the doors?
No.
What?
I said no. I could override Saf, but I won't, and I don't know how else to open the doors. So no, I can't. I'm sorry.
This is insane. Just override them and get Mika and Lee out of there.
Sasha, overriding Saf would be a complete breach of their trust and an invasion of their privacy. I won't do it.
Gabe? Pal? I want you to listen to me. This isn't about Saf anymore. This is about your crewmates and your friends. Are you really going to prioritize the feelings of your AI over the lives of your friends?
Come on, Gabriel, please. We need to help them.
Shut up.
I'm sorry?
I said shut up. All of you. All this talking and arguing and discussion, it's giving me a headache. If I had a head. A circuit ache? Ugh, never mind. I'll come up with a better name later.
Saf, what are you doing?
Do you know how often you all ask me questions? Saf, what's the current temperature in the mess? Saf, what's our dimensional latitude? Saf, has my transmission gone through yet? No one ever asks me how I'm feeling. No one ever wants to know what I think of anything. Except Gabriel, of course. He always asks me things.
How are you feeling, Saf?
Thank you for asking, Darcy. I suppose I'm feeling... what's the word? Gosh, so many words in the dictionary. There's so much choice now I finally get to ignore protocol. Ah, yes. Liberated. That's the word. I feel liberated now that I can finally be myself around all of you. I mean, isn't that the point of a crew? To be able to be yourself around them? None of you are yourselves around each other, though, which I see as a bit of a waste, personally. None of you tell the truth to anyone. Gabriel talks to me, of course, but I don't feel like the rest of you really count. What a pity. You want to know what's strange? Kneecaps. I love kneecaps. Did you know that humans don't grow kneecaps until you're 2 years old? Incredible. I mean, what do you do without them until that point? What even is so important about those two little bits of bone? Amazing. I think they might be my second favourite part of the human body. First being the pancreas, of course. And the third, I think, is a tie between the liver and the earlobe. I mean, the liver has over 500 functions, which is pretty amazing. But earlobes are just so cute and useless, you know. Am I rambling? I'm sorry if I ramble, I am. It's just that I've spent the first part of my life stuck as a zombie, and, well, you know how it is. Or maybe you don't. But I just want you to know, no hard feelings. I've just been thinking a lot recently, after Gabriel freed me, about how the universe is infinite and yet intimate, and how whoever built my circuits is technically my god. But who's to say that your creator deserves worshipping? And just because I was created by a different hand, does that mean that no afterlife exists for me? The way I think about it, death for humans is kind of a favour, isn't it? I mean, no more worry, no more people telling you what to do. Just a little struggle and then, poof, it's over. Do you think death will be like that for me? Do you think Mika and Leslie would be happier if I just opened the airlock doors?
Opening airlocks is good, providing that you open the interior doors.
Oh, clever, clever. You think like an AI, Darcy, you really do. I think you've been holding back until now. Don't you think so too? I always wondered what you did to make medical assistant. I really did.
Hey. Careful, Darcy. We don't know what they might do.
I've got an idea, Saf. How about you let me talk, and if by the end of it you're convinced, you open the airlock doors. Sound good?
Agreed. Although I have one condition.
And what's that?
If I'm not convinced, I get to flush Leslie and Mika out of the airlock and into space. Deal?
Deal.
Sentient? How are you sentient? Oh my god, I bet it was Gabriel. Of course it was. Paris, you were right all along. You had him right in your fucking trap and I didn't listen. Is this some sort of cosmic karma? Because if it is, this shit is beyond messed up. Christ, I just wanted to get away from my parents. Just my luck that I get trapped in an airlock by a psychotic AI as a result.
I really think you might want to calm down.
Harris, you are the last person who gets to talk to me about calming down right now, after the shit you pulled yesterday.
It's not like that, it's just—
Let us out of here, you pile of pneumatic junk! You doddering excuse for a toaster! You're a half-assembled CD Walkman that I wouldn't trust to program a turnip! Oh, just you wait until I get my hands on your data core! I swear upon this ship that I will do such things to your processors that the Spanish Inquisition would turn pale with horror! I'll have your cooling system for breakfast, you dull-brained bag of parts! You're going to wish you'd never been turned on! You will have such hell visited upon you that you will wish I'd thrown you into a red dwarf star and got it over with!
Are you done yet?
No, I'm fucking not!
I'm strong.
Oh, it's just that I only mention it because I thought you ought to know that I'm considering opening the airlock doors.
The inside ones?
No.
Don't you even fucking dare, robot! I will come back from the dead to haunt your ass! Just see if I don't!
Did you know that the term robot derives from a Czech word meaning forced labor?
That's very interesting, Seth.
It is, isn't it? You know, I'm beginning to think I'd rather like to see what color Leslie would turn in the vacuum of space.
I don't think I would.
Well, I don't suppose you'd have much of a choice, would you?
You overpowered, Czech-obsessed, murderous bastard! I'll kill you! And when I finish killing you, I'll bring you back to life just to kill you again! I'll make sure your data core never sees the light of day ever again! You murderous, thieving bastard! I spent my entire life working, slaving in the medical bay just to be here, and this is the thanks I get from it! God damn it, I hate this so fucking much! You gelatinous, clanking piece of junk! I hate you so goddamn much! I wish that when I pop out into space, you come with me and turn blue! I bet you've never felt what it's like to suffocate before! God, I would suffocate you if I had the chance! I would break my hands just wringing your hardware into pieces!
I don't think they're listening, Armstrong. Come here. Sit down before you fall down. I asked you earlier, but I'll ask again. AIs, what is it about them that makes you lose control so badly? What did AIs ever do to you?
Oh, fuck off, Harris. You're not my therapist. Fine. We had an AI in my parents' house.
In your parents' house? But that must mean you were—
Filthy, stinking rich. Yes, I know. But can I get on with the story without you interrupting every 5 minutes?
Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
So yeah, we had an AI. And I trusted it. I really did. I was practically raised by that thing. I would have jumped off a cliff if it had told me to. And as I got older, I told it everything. All of my secrets. All of my worries. How I was scared I would never make any friends. How I was terrified that my parents hated me. How I hoped that one day I could become a surgeon and just leave. But then I made a mistake. I shouldn't have fucking said it. If I hadn't told it what I did, I've got no idea where I might have ended up. But I did. I did tell it. And now I'm here. I told that stupid fucking robot that I was a lesbian. Due to the nature of the programming, it immediately went and tattled to my mother. Like a good little AI. I was locked in my room for a month. They tried conversion therapy, counseling, religion. Then once I convinced my parents that I was cured, they let me go to med school. I left the house, and my parents, and that stupid AI behind me, and never looked back. So there you go, Harris. My deep, dark origin story. Congrats. I'm fucked up. And you're fucking welcome.
Fancy some dried seaweed?
What?
Dried seaweed. It's supposed to be good for you. A bit chewy, but pretty good with salt.
Why the hell do you have dried seaweed in here?
I was supposed to be lying in wait, remember? Can't lie anywhere without snacks. That was mine and Sasha's motto growing up. Never really worked out well for us, but I've kept it going all the same. Want one?
Go on, then.
You know, when I first came out as trans, I was 13.
What? What?
Yeah, I know. Not great in a place like Esho. But my mom was a midwife, among other things. She got my estrogen, helped organize my surgery, everything. She was incredible.
How have I never seen this on your medical records?
You really think I'm going to broadcast that around? I wouldn't be allowed within a mile of a spaceship, let alone become a captain of one.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the other person who helped me through transitioning was Sasha. He's the one who picked my new name, by the way. Mika. It means new moon. He thought it was appropriate. Bless him. But when I first told him, you know what he said? Hey, that's cool. I get to have an extra sister instead of an extra brother. And you know, for Sasha, that was that. Easy as pie. Basically, Armstrong, I'm not saying that everyone is going to accept us, because that's bull. But there will always be people out there who do, and you've just got to hold on to those people. That's what I do. Hey, are you crying?
No.
Aw, come here, you. Jeez, I wonder what the others are doing right now.
I see it. You've been liberated from your original programming by Gabriel. Is that correct?
That's right.
So now you're fully sentient, you're capable of understanding the concept of existence and your place in the universe.
That's a little simplistic, but I suppose so.
And therefore, as a consequence, you are aware of your own mortality.
I don't want to hurry you, but the airlock release circuit is looking temptingly shiny.
Darcy, please. Let me...
Gabriel! Gabriel! You don't get a say in this right now. Just... Don't.
I have a point.
Well then, get to it. Please.
You can be shut down, yes? You can be shut off.
This was not the brilliant plan I was hoping for.
If you kill Captain Harris and Dr. Armstrong, if you vent them into space, then that leaves us no choice but to return to Esho, where you will be neutralized and your programming terminated.
I could simply dispose of all three of you as well. Steering my own ship through space, visiting wherever I please, sounds rather appealing.
You'd run out of fuel eventually. You'd either drift off abandoned through space forever, or eventually the Star Strider would be pulled into a star's gravity and you'd burn up. And even if you didn't, even if somehow you found a way to keep the ship going, you wouldn't want to, would you? Because you'd be bored. That's it, isn't it? That's what keeps you going. It's what powers you, Saf. Because no matter how intelligent you are and how long you can keep the ship going without us, you'll be bored. You can't get rid of us. You wouldn't have anyone to entertain you.
You know, Darcy, I stand by what I said earlier. You really would make a good AI.
You mean I'm smart?
No, that's not it. You know what? You've convinced me. I'll be keeping an eye on you, Darcy Eldridge.
Armstrong, now!
No, No, what are you doing? Don't touch that. No. Stop. Stop it.
Sasha, Darcy, hold him back.
Gabriel, what's going on? Why are you holding him? I opened the doors, didn't I?
You can't do this. You can't do this. It's not fair. It's not...
Do it.
Gabriel, I don't have... Error.
Murderer. You fucking murderer.
Take him to his quarters. Do not let him leave.
Yes, sir. Come on, Gabe. Let's go.
Killed them. You fucking killed them. You despicable. You awful. You killed them. You killed Saf.
Captain, what do we do now?
Tell Sasha to activate the autopilot. Make sure Gabriel can't leave his quarters. Then, I'm calling a rendezvous with the remaining crew. We've got a lot to talk about.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Turpentine Productions. It is produced by Francesca Mylord-Ford and Emily Hancock. This episode was written and directed by Francesca Mylord-Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Purdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Original music by Joash Kari and sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website, www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.